Your workout of the day is everything, everywhere, all at once. We're going in teams of three. We're going for time, 450 calorie bike, 400 calorie row, and 350 calorie ski.
That's a great name for a workout.
It's good, isn't it?
Everything, everywhere, all at once. Kind of sums it up pretty well.
Yeah, because we are using everything, all the ergs, and we are everywhere. So if you have a team of three, we're on all three all at once. And we're doing all the calories all at once as well. So we're not going to work through the bike first.
And so then, if it's you, myself, and Jose in a team.
You're on the bike. I'm on the row. He's on the ski. And we're working. And then whenever we want, I'm the boss. So I say, change. So we rotate when I get tired.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. And do you have a... Sorry, before we get into that. Why are we doing so many calories on all the ergs?
Yeah, so the reason we're doing it is we're trying to trick ourselves into doing long cardio. That's it. This is a game we play in our heads. Right, let's put it for time. Let's work as a team to make it fun. But really what we're trying to do is get our heart rate up to stay elevated in a consistent basis for a long time. And as we get tired, as muscles get tired, we can change the muscle group to keep the heart rate up. So the central system is the actual key today. That's the thing we're trying to improve.
Perfect. Why?
Because as a fit person, you need to be able to endure long, sustained efforts. And, you know, from a health point of view, you know, cardiovascular health is one of the main things we're trying to develop over the long term. Yeah. And then if we're, you know, if we are going to be athletic, we really do need to be able to just work and work and work when it requires it, whether that be, you know, at home, in work, or in a sporting situation. We just want to know we have an engine that won't quit.
Yeah, I think that's really important. You think about, my sister moved house recently and she didn't ask me to help, but I know I'd have the confidence to go and not only help lift the sofa out of the van and then the fridge, but I'd be able to just keep doing all of them. It's not like one max effort thing and glad that's done. It's like a continuous thing all the time.
Yeah, and next 2 hours we're just doing stuff.
Yeah, we're just, exactly. And we're tracking stuff upstairs, we're bringing stuff back downstairs because that doesn't go there. And the ability to just work is so underrated.
I don't know about you, you know, in those scenarios, I'm like, I'm going to outwork everyone here.
Yeah, I'm going to do the most.
I'm going to do the most. And I'm going to look coolest while doing it.
I'm like, not surprised you're saying that at all. What's the best way to approach this today? Like from, I have two ways I want to think about this. Initially, pacing-wise, like it's a big chunk of calories, and I know we're swapping very often, but we can't go full sprint. It's also like whenever you work out the timing, you can't cruise your way through this either. And then second to that question, how often should we be switching? Should we just go, like you said, based on how someone feels? How do we pick that someone? How do we change it all the time, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, good shout. So the first thing, how we achieve the stimulus. So it can sort of look like when we have an erg workout with teams that we're swapping a lot and then it's like blast because we're recovering. And this is definitely not that. Because we're always working, we have to be able to maintain a pace. So we have to start in a sustainable way. So we got to think it's 30 minute cap. It's probably going to be in around 30 minute effort. So what if there was no one else in the room, it was just me, what would be the best pace I could hold for this for 30 minutes straight? And it's kind of a gut feeling. That might match up with a number on the screen then that you can start holding yourself accountable to. Yeah. So I would say start off with a best guess, like almost eyes closed. Like, I think this is about right. Yeah. Then look at the number and then give yourself a range, a little bit below that, a little bit above that. And you can say, that's the range I want to work within. If I'm feeling comfortable, I can push it up to the higher end. If I'm feeling uncomfortable, I want to let it drift down. But there is a floor I don't want to go below. So it is about pace. It is holding yourself accountable when it gets tough, but then also not letting yourself drift too slow either, which is that middle ground, which is difficult.
That's not
right. No matter what, sustained effort should be what you're thinking. And you're not looking for comfort. You're looking for sustain. The second piece then you asked me about...
Like how often should we switch? Yeah. Should we make a person the deciding factor? Should it be a time frame, a number of calories? What is it?
Yeah, I mean, I think as a team, that's where the fun of this is. You can decide as a group, would we all prefer to just go every minute? Or what I would do if it was me, you and Jose, I'd say, whoever wants to change, just say it.
Yeah.
And I'm 100% cooperative every time. Yeah. Like no friction, everything's good. So then I have complete freedom to change whenever I want. And if someone else is feeling like I wouldn't mind getting off this bloody ski erg, then we can move, you know. And then you're like, it doesn't really matter. What matters is that I'm sustaining that effort all the way through. So whichever one I'm doing it on. And if you feel like you're going a bit too long or something, you just tell your teammates.